I'm George Prentice in Boise with KBSX News. We're now beginning to hear from some Idaho school districts on how they're reacting to new federal guidelines on transgender students. The Obama administration last Friday sent a letter to all public schools that take federal money, saying the law that bans gender discrimination also applies to transgender students. We wanted to know what the statewide reaction might be to that policy, and this morning, Adam Cotterell has this report.
Alan Dunn is superintendent of the Sugar Salem School District in eastern Idaho.
I believe the vast majority of parents and patrons in my district would feel very uncomfortable about having a transgender student in the locker room or the bathroom of their choice.
Dunn is also the president of the Idaho School Superintendents Association. He thinks some districts will be comfortable with the new guidelines and some will strongly object. But he thinks even those that hate them will comply. Dunn believes no district will risk losing federal money for things like special education,
because they wouldn't be able to provide services to those students that tremendously need the services.
Dunn doesn't expect to see much pushback from the Idaho education community. But he is predicting lawsuits in the state from parents or others who object to the bathroom and locker room guidelines. Idaho Governor Butch Otter also predicts lawsuits against what he called an offensive attempt at social engineering. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.